When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Now, back to Real Ghost Stories Online, live.
855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online if you want to share your real ghost stories with us. And I will go to a letter that's in front of me. I'll put on my glasses so I can see the teleprompter in front of me. And it starts out like this. It always begins with something ordinary. See if I can make this thing move on its own, too. A move, a new house, a child's room full of possibility. You tell yourself it's a fresh start, nothing more, but sometimes the walls know better. Sometimes the past doesn't let go as easily. I was 9 when my parents bought the little 2-story ranch. Nothing remarkable about it on the surface. Beige siding, a trimmed lawn, the kind of place you'd pass by without a second glance. Just a few cities over from our old home and the one on Buckingham Street, the one we'd already outgrown. For me, the new house meant one thing, freedom. My parents handed over the entire upstairs like it was my kingdom. A light green room, beige carpet, a walk-in closet, and 2 attic doors. One right by the landing, the other positioned directly across from my bed like a silent sentinel. And I made it mine. Posters on the walls, toys tucked away, a swing set in the backyard at night. The glow of a boxy old television flickered from the foot of my bed. I wasn't a complicated kid. Give me Nickelodeon, Disney, Cartoon Network. That was my world. Cartoons rolled me up to sleep. Rugrats, Dexter's Laboratory, reruns that felt familiar enough to keep me safe. The TV was a comfort, a nightstand. I talk back. For a while, the house felt normal, a quiet place where childhood could unfold. Sure, sometimes I thought I heard my name, Brittany, echoing when no one was there, even in school hallways. But kids hear things, kids imagine. I yelled at it once, whatever it was. I told it to shut up. And strangely, it did. Silence returned, and I brushed it off. We had our dogs to keep us company, too. Mickey, our grumpy little Shih Tzu, and later Fritz, a tiny beach-a-poo with the kind of boundless energy only puppies have. Fritz was too small to conquer the staircase often, but sometimes he made the climb, bounding into my room to sit by my feet. At least that's what I thought, because before long, I was seeing Fritz more than I could possibly have been seeing him, more than he could possibly be there. Little white dog sitting in the middle of the floor, curled by my feet, quick movements out of the corner of my eye. I'd reach down to pat him, but my hand came back empty. Fritz would be outside, or locked in the basement, or asleep two rooms away. Still, the phantom dog lingered, not in shadows, but plain as day. At first, I told myself it was nothing, just habit. I was so used to Fritz that my mind played tricks when he wasn't around. It had to be it. End of story, right? But the house wasn't interested in neat endings. One night I woke around 2 a.m. to the sound of voices. My TV was still glowing, but it wasn't playing cartoons. It was tuned to Turner Classic Movies. Black and white figures moved across the screen. A man's voice droned. I never watched Turner Classic Movies. I didn't even know the channel number. Half asleep, I blamed the remote. Maybe I'd rolled on it. I switched it off, shoved it far across the room, and buried myself under the blankets. An hour later, the light woke me again. At 3 a.m., the TV was back on. Still Turner Classic Movies. Still not a channel I ever touched. I was irritated now, not scared. I dragged myself up, turned it off again, and this time left the remote across the room, tucked out of reach. 4 a.m. The gloss seared through my eyelids. I cracked them open, and there it was again, the TV, but this time it wasn't old movies. It was Nick at Night. Lucy. Ricardo's laugh filled the room. I Love Lucy, and the remote wasn't across the room anymore. It was neatly placed at the foot of my bed like someone had set it there with care. I stuffed it under my pillow, daring the set to defy me again. For once, it didn't. The screen stayed dark until morning. Even then, I didn't let myself get rattled. Kids rationalize. Maybe I sleepwalked. Maybe I fiddled with the TV without realizing it. That explanation was less frightening than the alternative. But the house had more waiting. About a year later, I was 11. One night, I was curled up with Wuthering Heights, reading by lamplight, headphones in, music low. I was at the age where daydreams carried me away, pretending I was Catherine Earnshaw, imagining dramatic escapes, reinventing the stories to suit my own mood. And then came the voice. It was my mother's voice, clear, calm, calling from the bottom of the stairs. It's okay, Brittany. Everything will be okay. Don't worry. Everything will be okay. There was no urgency, no panic, just reassurance, measured and soft. And I believed it was her. My legs carried me to the landing, half relieved, half confused. But the instant I peeked around the banister, the voice vanished. The space below was empty. I went downstairs, calling Mom. The house answered with silence. My mom's bedroom was right there. The door closed tight. I pushed it open gently, and she was inside, fast asleep, turned towards the wall. The next morning, I mentioned it to her, expecting maybe she'd confess to having been awake, but she just looked at me strangely, shrugged it off, and suggested I'd been dreaming. I stopped talking about it. Some things feel heavier once you say them out loud, and no one wants to be the kid with ghost stories. By 12, my best friend Dana had gotten her hands on a Ouija board, one of those cheap mass market things with glossy letters and a little plastic planchette. My mom wanted nothing to do with it. She brushed it off, said it was stupid, and we shouldn't bother. But Dana was persistent. She started bringing it over, daring me to use it with her. We told ourselves it was just a game, two kids asking silly questions, waiting for the planchette to scrape across the board. At first, it was fun. But then something, or someone, answered. The name it gave us was Lilac. A pretty name, soft, floral. But it didn't stay pretty for long. The more we played, the more sinister Lilac seemed. We decided maybe she was evil. Maybe we invented her. Maybe she was never there at all. But if she was a product of our minds, then why did she follow me into my sleep? I had a dream, one I can still see as clearly as the day it happened. Lilac walking down a darkened street, glowing white against the shadows. I watched her from a balcony above, a night warm, the air thick with something foreign. I thought it was safe watching from above, but then she was beside me. Her hand clamped around my throat, her face featureless but glowing, close enough to feel her breath. She meant to choke me. I woke, gasping, throat aching, my heart pounding against my ribs. A few days later, still shaken, I was walking down the stairs in broad daylight when I felt it. Pressure on my back. Not a stumble, not a slip, but a firm shove. My body pitched forward, knees buckling. I tumbled down several steps, only saved by slamming my elbow into the banister. My skin went cold. I knew what it was. Lilac, or whatever we'd pulled from that board, had followed me into the waking world. I avoided my room for days. After that, I lingered downstairs, found excuses to sleep on the couch, pretended I was avoiding something. My parents never asked why. They wouldn't have believed me anyway. The house grew heavier as the years ticked by. Shadows felt thicker, corners stretched into something darker than they should have been. That phantom white dog kept appearing by my feet in the living room, always just out of reach. I still told myself it was Fritz, a harmless trick of memory, but the more it appeared, the less it felt like comfort. And then came the night I realized the house had a memory longer than mine. It was the summer before we moved out, and by then, I'd lived half my childhood under that roof. I was ready to leave it behind. I was visiting a friend who lived just down the street. Her grandfather was there that day, sitting in the shade, talking about the neighborhood. He'd lived there for decades, one of the first to buy when the suburb was carved out of farmland. He talked about the houses. Now they all looked the same, lined up like teeth in a row. And then almost as an afterthought, he said, "Yeah, I remember an old woman used to live in your house before the family that sold it to your folks. Can't remember much about her, but I think she had a little white dog." The words hit me like a punch to the chest. A little white dog. Settling all those moments, the flickers at my ankles, the shape in the living room, the phantom companion at the edge of my vision. They weren't tricks of habit. They belonged to someone else. Someone who lived and died in that house before me. Someone who'd left pieces behind. And the dog wasn't the only piece. I started replaying the voices in my head, my name called in empty rooms, the calm reassurance it sounded like my mother's, everything will be okay. I convinced myself it was a dream. But what if it wasn't? What if it was her? And then the television, flickering on at impossible hours, channels I never touched, Turner classic movies, Nick at Night, voices from another era bleeding through my bedroom. The longer I thought about it, the less it felt like a glitch. Even Lilac, that ghost Donna and I thought we conjured on a flimsy Ouija board, started to feel less like invention and more like something pulled from the marrow of that place. Maybe she wasn't Lilac at all. Maybe she was a mask and name slapped onto something that didn't want its real one spoken. The kids don't get to leave houses. They stay where their parents decide. So I endured nights broken by voices, days where every corner felt like it watched me back. I learned how to ignore the shiver crawling up my spine, how to steady my breath when the closet doors creaked, and then, almost as abruptly as it began, it ended. My parents decided to move again. I packed up my things, pulled the posters off the wall, emptied drawers that once had felt like safe spaces. And when I shut that door for the last time, I half expected something. Someone to stop me. But the house was silent. We left it behind, but it never quite left me. Because here's the truth. When you spend your childhood living with something you can't explain, it doesn't fade just because you change your address. It lives in the corners of your memory. It shapes the way you look at shadows, the way you listen to silence. Sometimes I think about that old woman alone in her two-story ranch with a little white dog. Did she call out for someone who never came? Did she sit up at night watching Turner classic movies, those same black and white figures flickering across the screen? Did she whisper reassurance to herself in the dark, everything will be okay, because there was no one else to say it? And maybe that's why she lingered. Maybe she wasn't trying to frighten me at all. Maybe the voice was the closest she could come to comfort. Maybe the dog was her way of leaving a piece of love behind. Maybe she only turned the television on because that's what she used to do when the house got too quiet. Or maybe, and this is the part that still curls in my gut late at night, maybe she didn't leave because she didn't want to. Maybe the house wasn't hers to leave. Maybe the house itself keeps them, collects them. It's been years now. The ranch has probably had over many other families since us. Other kids setting up bedrooms, other dogs padding across that beige carpet. I wonder if they've seen it too. The little white dog in the corner of the room. If they've heard voices whispering in the night. If their television switch on by themselves, cycling through channels no one asked for. And I wonder if they believe themselves the way I once did. When they say it's all in their heads. Because I know better now. The house remembers. And sometimes it doesn't let go. Thoughts on that one?
You know, at first I was like, that's a pretty great haunting. Somebody that's like giving you some reassurance. You got a dog, you know.
Yeah.
This is kind of a great haunting.
Yeah.
And then the Ouija board thing with Lilac, that threw me because that seemed dark.
Yeah.
Or was that just in her head? You know, I think if you play with a Ouija board and then you go to bed, you're going to be like, it's going to follow you into dreamland.
Let's break one out.
The rest of it felt kind of sweet. Like a haunting where they're watching Nick at Night and I Love Lucy and Turner classic movies.
Yeah.
Like, I kind of like that. If the TV's going to turn on, I'd really rather not watch the news these days.
Yeah. So, yeah.
It felt kind of sweet. And so I was like, almost motherly in a way until that Ouija board thing. So that part threw me.
Todd?
What about the being shoved? That's the only thing that didn't seem very motherly or grandmotherly at all to me.
That wasn't friendly. You're wrong.
I'm going to guess there's more than one thing going on here.
Kind of feels like it, doesn't it?
Yeah. Like it may be just kind of one of those hot spots where it's just, you know, ripe for a haunting and maybe more than one thing comes through. And unless everyone's identifying themselves every time they're doing something, you may think it's this ghost or that ghost.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you live there, you're mm-hmm. going to a trip, because part of it did kind of make me think of when we were kids, because we always referred to it as one thing, Henry. But I actually—
Your ghost was named Henry, yeah.
Yeah, I actually think there were two, if not more. But yeah. You know, when you're growing up, you can't really wrap your brain around multiple mm-hmm. hauntings in your house when you're 9 years old.
Sure.
Wrapping your head around one is tough
enough. Right.
Did either one of you ever play with one of those Parker Brothers Ouija boards exactly with the plastic planchette and all that kind of stuff?
I did. We had one. Kathy bought it.
Yeah, I don't have much of a story. I tried it at a cousin's house for like 30 seconds, and then we went and did something else. So I can't say I ever gave it a good college try. So no, Carol, you did. Todd?
Did you, Todd?
I mean, I remember having one, but I don't remember how we got it or where it went, because I'm sure that if my mom and dad knew that I had it in the house, they would not have been happy.
Yeah.
See, I think my mom bought it for my sister's birthday. And I could never, I always had this weird thing about it. Like, I never could buy into the fact that no one was pushing it. I'm like, somebody's pushing it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I never, even if it said, you know, I'm Lilac, a demon from down the street. I would have never believed it because
at the herb garden.
I just didn't think of a scary place.
I'm the demon from Hensy Floral. We have a great selection of bouquets on sale for mom. Whether she's dead or alive, you can still buy for her.
I always just assume somebody was pushing it. I'm like, who's pushing it? And everybody'd say, I'm not pushing it. I'm like, yeah, somebody's pushing it.
Yeah, I've never had the experience to even know what it would feel like if someone was pushing it, because I've never done it. I've just never thought about it. Never have done it.
And, you know, you also got to keep track of all everything it's spelling, which is a lot when you're little kid. That's true,
yeah.
It's like, somebody write this down, because it's...
And if somebody in the group somebody in the group that's not a good speller, all of a sudden it's misspelling words and stuff like that.
And then the one kid who doesn't want to play is the one writing it all down, and he's dyslexic. None of it makes sense.
That would be like, if I'm the ghost, it'd be totally like, and I'm not dyslexic, but I sure write like I am. That would be the thing. People are like, what are they saying? Like, what is this? You know? Yeah. Yeah.
And well, here's the other thing. Think about this. Let's say the ghost was never a good speller.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, if you really want to break it down, what if they were not good with words? What if they couldn't read? What if they couldn't spell? I mean,
And what if they get tired, like right in the middle of it, and they're like, M.
God help the people who are.
And then you forgot the R and it goes to Mooder. Mooder? What is that? Because the ghost just was giving up on you. It's trying so hard to get you to go to R.
Is it saying murderer or mother or? Yeah.
Mooder. What is Mooder?
What does that mean?
Know. It makes no sense. Oh.
I would say God help the people who are going to try and decipher the people who are young right now.
Oh God.
With all of the abbreviations for like everything.
Oh my God.
It's a whole different language.
Spelled out in text.
Yeah. Good luck with that. Like, I don't envy the people.
You're going to be in the middle 50 years from now. You'll be in the middle of your Ouija board. And then all of a sudden B R B, and you're like, crap. Now we just gotta sit here and wait.
You're like, okay, it must be a human one then, because like the demons don't do that. And then that's, you know, that's how it knows. Yeah. Exactly. Thanks for watching and listening to another episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. Be sure to hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any of the many ghost stories that we put out to you multiple times a day, 365 days a year, right here at Real Ghost Stories Online. And share your real ghost story with us as well. You can call in 24/7 at 855-853-4802 or write in on our website at realghoststoriesonline.com. Subscribe, share your story, and then come back and watch us live Monday nights, 8 p.m. Central on our YouTube channel for Real Ghost Stories Online Live. And hit subscribe so you don't miss any of those episodes that we put out for you all week long right here at Real Ghost Stories Online.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.